Typically, in the wake of Thanksgiving, there are pounds that are put on people. Second helpings are one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving, but obesity really is on the rise in the United States. And one thing that occurs with obesity is diabetes. And on the phone with me this morning, Dr. Michael Cooney is going to be explaining the impact and the risks and the symptoms of something called diabetic retinopathy. Dr. Cooney, thanks for joining us this morning. Boy, I'm reading the statistics on this, and vision-threatening eye conditions like what you deal with, retinopathy, just look like they're on the rise, along with diabetes, and especially among Americans. Tell us, for those who don't know, what's this all about?
So, John, well, thanks for having me here. You know, November is Diabetes Awareness Month, which is why I'm here on behalf of Genentech to kind of talk about diabetic retinopathy and the big public health problem that it really is, as you stated. Frankly stated, you know, their diabetes is, you know, out of control in the United States. There are currently 30 million people in the U.S. with diabetes. That's basically probably 1 out of 10 people. And that number is only going to grow as we, you know, people get older, obesity increases, we have increasing sedentary lifestyles of sitting at computers, and it's a big problem. And blindness is a big problem that can be associated with it in the form of what's called diabetic retinopathy, which affects about 8 million people currently in the United States.
And expected to grow to about 16 million, according to the copy I'm looking at here, by 2050. That is a huge growth. But there are ways that you can reduce the risk of having this happen to anyone that you know, or maybe yourself, people who you love with diabetes. What's the key to combating this diabetic retinopathy, as you know, as it begins to be shown?
Right. Well, first is people really need to take care of themselves, which is a very easy thing to say. It's not always an easy thing to do. And what I mean by that is everybody with diabetes needs to get in and have a full dilated eye examination at least once a year in order to be screened for any levels of diabetic retinopathy, which is where the diabetes affects the back of the eye called the retina, which is a part of the eye that really produces vision. Oftentimes you can have lots of changes in the back of the eye that you don't even know you have. Unless someone looks and tells you. Controlling your blood sugar is a big part of slowing down the progression of diabetes as it relates to eye disease. So keeping the sugars under control, weight loss, exercise, controlling blood pressure, all of the things that are related to taking care of your heart are also really important for taking care of diabetes.
Lots of risk factors here for diabetic retinopathy. Tell us a few of those, if you will.
Again, a lot of what we just talked about, obesity, poorly controlled blood sugar, your genetics, heart disease, high blood pressure, lack of exercise, poor nutrition, I think are the key
things. So are those the same as symptoms? I mean, when you start to see that happening, do you know that that might be something that is in its onset stage?
Not really. I think a lot of people with diabetes may not even have any changes in the vision, may not know they have it. And that's why they need to be screened with an eye exam to be told whether they have any changes. But if they are going to have symptoms, some of those symptoms are, you know, persistent blurred vision that does not go away, things that are normally straight that become distorted, or new blank spots in the vision that don't go away either. Those are some symptoms that could suggest diabetic retinopathy.
So
what happens in diabetic retinopathy basically is that the small little blood vessels in the back of the eye and the retina, which are there to provide oxygen and nutrition, get damaged and kind of beat up by diabetes over years, and then that causes a host of different issues, which can ultimately lead to severe vision loss and, in some cases, unfortunately, blindness.
This is scary stuff. I mean, if these symptoms start to become evident, is there anything you can do to help combat it, retard it?
Well, that's the good news. So there is a medicine called Lucentis, otherwise known as ranibizumab, which has been recently FDA approved as the only treatment for all forms of diabetic retinopathy, which is a wide spectrum of different back-of-the-eye problems that we really can't get into in detail today. But in that particular case, Lucentis has been shown to actually improve the retinopathy and slow down the rate of vision loss. And that's a really significant progress in this field.
What about weight loss? I mean, if you're diabetic and you start losing weight, can you help reverse it by dropping pounds?
There's no question that taking care of yourself, weight loss, controlling blood sugars, eating well, exercise, all of those things go a long way towards helping to slow down the further progression. They are not going to reverse it by itself, but they go a long way to helping the situation. And getting back to the medicine that I was just referring to, Lucentis, you know, as with any medication, all medicines potentially have side effects, and patients should speak to their doctor about whether or not these medicines are, in fact, right for them.
So, Dr. Cooney, what is the time progression on this? After the first symptoms start to show, how long do you have before, if untreated or even treated, you simply go blind?
I think it depends largely, John, on what stage you walk in with. So if you walk in with a very early diabetic retinopathy where there's just minor changes that are not vision-threatening, that can, you know, stay that way for many, many years. But many patients, unfortunately, walk in with very late-stage diabetic retinopathy, which means they're on the cusp of having severe problems and severe vision loss, and they are obviously, on a much shorter path towards, you know, vision loss and blindness unless, medical treatment is delivered.
So if folks want to know more about this, where can they get some information?
Yeah, there's a great website, www.getisMART.org, which has a wealth of additional information on this entire topic.
Dr. Michael Cooney, he is a retinopathy. I knew I was going to blow it somewhere along here,
Doctor.
You
did good.
Thanks so much for joining us and filling us in on this debilitating illness.